Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, to a Monday. It's a Wednesday. This is a weekly conversation. Sounds like I'm having a case of the Monday. It's been weird because, like, where I work, we're in shutdown mode we're ending that, but it's like where they take everything and shut all the processes down. It's like a pharmaceutical factory, and then they go through and they deep clean everything and maintenance everything and take everything apart and, you know, go through. And if it has any, you know, lube everything and do all the stuff, it's a pain in the butt. And, like, so, like, if you work in the kitchen, if an oven goes down, you have maintenance and people that come in that are certified in there. So we had to get all the certified technicians that come in. So there's even more contractors that come in. So it's even busier. And then a lot of times they don't eat like the normal people do. Like when you have, like, a special and it's this, and they just want, like, burgers and you sell way more. So it's just been one of those weeks. But, yeah, it's wrapping up. Got 4th of July coming. We might be celebrating this 4th of July like 1776, but it's nice to see the Supreme Court coming back. I want to get into a lot of misinformation because I am firsthand. The stuff I'm hearing is coming from the horse's mouth. So I want to get into so much. I mean, Chicago's if you want to... Make sure you get right with God before you go to Chicago, because, I mean, that place is a death trap. How many people die every month and every week and every day? And, it's ridiculous. Then you got, she was at some pride parade with this, like, bleep Clarence Thomas. What a racist she is. She don't like Clarence Thomas because he's black. You know. There's so much Supreme Court misinformation. I want to get into a lot of that tonight, folks. Glaxine Maxwell, she has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping Jeffrey Epstein. Basically, like she gained the trust of girls. And then, oh, yeah, have fun with Jeffrey Epstein. He's going to molest you and have sex with you, even though you're like 12. But don't worry, it's okay, folks. It makes me sick. But I'm sure she's got a laundry list if it's ever been released, or she's told me. I mean, I guarantee you she'll be on suicide watch, and then all of a sudden they'll have like 50 security cameras on and all this stuff, and the guard won't be there. Security cameras go off, and she'll hang herself. It'll be impossible to have done what she did, but that would be the explanation. Rich Elite Ireland Baldwin. He's like, you know, hey, I had an abortion, and guess what, folks? I chose me, and I would always choose me. Yeah, your mom chose you, too. Yeah, she chose life. You know, these people that are complaining about, I don't know, the fact that, could that be, oh, yeah, there's just one little thing about this whole, yeah, all these people complaining about, you know, like, abortion being banned. Well, guess what, folks? Your parents chose life. And you got the Waste of Space, the Green Day singer, that's like, F America and F this, and, you know, the people that have a pregnant guy emoji, yeah, that's not the party I trust. Then you got Newsom, Governor Newsom, that dude, he's like, oh yeah, we're going to have like, gas is so expensive, well, I'm going to hand out checks. I'm gonna hand out money to help you pay for your gas. Yeah, like the inflation relief checks. Mm-hmm. Like that's going to help the situation. It's going to make it worse. But they don't care. They don't know. They don't know. I got so much I want to get into, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. We've got primaries going on tonight and stuff, and I think as long as there's no cheating, there'll be a red wave. But thank you so much for tuning in, and let's get into the verse of the day.
Hey, fam, it's Toni Collier. I'm the founder of a women's ministry brand called Broken Crayon Still Color. Today, we're going to hear a verse from the book Romans, and I love this book so much because there's so much passion. There's so much information that Paul is writing to the Christians in Rome about Jesus. And here's what he says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. He says, so faith comes from hearing. That is, hearing the good news about Christ. And I love this short scripture because it's saying this. Listen, we can hear so many things. You hear critics, you hear videos, you hear reels, you hear all of this information coming in at you. But your faith comes from hearing about Christ, the good news of Christ, that he came to die for us, that he sacrificed his life because he knew that on the other end of his sacrifice was eternal life for me and for you as well. So turn your ears towards Christ today and remember the good news of what he's done for you. Love you.
Think about that as you're going through your day today and welcome. And, you know you're doing something right when you have like Billy Armstrong, you know, the singer of Green Day, Bleep America and renounces his citizenship and all this stuff. And you know, you have all these people that are losing their minds because we won a Second Amendment case. There, you know, the Roe v. Wade was overturned, tons and tons of stuff. And then a coach that was fired for praying after a football game, yeah, he won that case too. You're welcome. Yeah, it's freedoms. See, and people don't like, they don't mind freedom as long as it's their freedom. They don't mind you speak in your mind as long as it's what liberals believe in and stand for. But if you're one of these libertards and you don't agree with what they are saying, how dare you? You know, but there's so much misinformation getting out there. Like, I mean, I know people that basically have this mindset that like they've taken away a woman's right to abortion. So what's next? Her ability to go to college, her ability to vote, will she be able to have a driver's license? Like, you know, if they can take away her right to kill a baby, what's next? Have you ever heard of a DNC? It's basically what they do. Like, if you have a fetus in you and it dies, yeah, and it's called a miscarriage, but it doesn't come out, they do what's called a DNC to get rid of the baby. It's already dead. You're not killing it. They're doing a DNC. And because banned abortion, supposedly all of a sudden, all this medical stuff is banned and you can't. You can't do any of this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, because I've had people really say, well, if I ever have a miscarriage, not no more, folks. I'm done with the miscarriage. Because I'm screwed. What do you mean? Oh, that's right. Abortion's not banning any medical procedures. Sorry. But so many people are being told. Huh. How many people are being told that, though? That, like, if you have medical issues, there you go. You're not going to get an abortion. Nope. What is it, like, 0.0853% of the people who have an abortion is because they were raped? Because there's tons and tons of people that did all these things, like, what about this? And there are all these different scenarios. It's not from, and I'm like, no, it's not, like, 92% of all abortions happen because, hey, we had consensual sex, and now we're not able to live up to the responsibilities of what might happen if you do get pregnant. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. But some people don't seem to get that. You're not losing anything. They're just taking the right of abortion and giving it back to the states where it should have been all along. There's, like, two things that, like, the government regulates when it comes to alcohol, but as I'm understanding, it's up to each state how they handle that. If you want legalized alcohol, it's up to each state. And if you don't, that's why you have dry counties, because some places still don't have alcohol or don't want it. They leave it up to each state. Just like abortion is now up to each state. Folks, there are so many things you can get now. Like, when my mom was a kid, if you were Catholic, you couldn't get any contraception because birth control is not a thing. Well, it depends, because, I mean, Nancy Pelosi was caught in the Vatican, at a church in the Vatican, receiving communion when she's pro. She can't even be a true Catholic because you can't be a Catholic and support abortion at all. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. I'm just trying to dispel some misinformation, because so many people act like because they've banned abortion and you can't get it under any circumstances, which is false. Guess what? Will I be able to vote? I'm glad I went to college because I might not be able to get a degree. I don't know if I'll be able to work. Companies want women to stay home and give. They don't want women to work because if they get a baby, there's health insurance, there's maternity leave, all these things. A company would save so much money if women didn't work. I'm not saying that's a bad thing or a good thing. I'm just, if you have to pay for maternity leave and all kinds of stuff for women, all that, and medical care for more people. But there's so many things that a woman can go the dang near off the counter and get that was, like, so taboo. You know, now it's like you go to drugstores and supermarkets and they're like, hey, what do you want? It's all right here. You want this stuff will help in case you have had unprotected sex. This can help prevent you from being able to get pregnant just in case, or something like the morning after stuff. You can get that over the counter. Some of that stuff. You can go to your doctor and get stuff. It was like hardly impossible to get anything. You have no idea. There's an old thing back in the day when, well, how do we, because women, it was wrong for women to smoke cigarettes. Well, how did they break the taboo of women smoking? Because that's half the people that that's 50% of this nation they're not getting to possibly kill. And I think it was Liggett Myers, the maker of Lucky Strike at the time, basically came up with this campaign, Torches for Freedom, encouraging women to light up cigarettes, Torches of Freedom. And women to stand up for their freedom were lighting up cigarettes. Torches of Freedom. But now, you have so many people that act like the world's coming to an end for women, or we're going backwards. Because women can't slaughter a baby. I mean, everyone that's listening to this, or everyone that, I don't know, is on Facebook, your parents chose life. Yes, that's right, folks. I have yet to hear one pro-choice person wish they had an aborted. Your parents chose life, and then you get these people that, like, you know, like Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks. Oh, yeah. That lady. Well, you wouldn't know of me. If I wasn't for my abortion, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't have known me. I'm like, no, but a kid would have lived. I just can't wait till they get to heaven and they're like, Mommy, I don't know. They probably won't go to heaven, but like, I wonder if they'll see the kid. And where the kid asks, Mom, why did you have me killed? Why didn't you raise me? Because I've heard of many stories where people have had near-death experiences and they've gone to heaven, and when they came back, not even knowing anything about it, they're like, Mom, you had a baby. Well, how do you... What was his name? Well, he hadn't named it yet. And they didn't, they kept it very to themselves, but they had a miscarriage. And they lost the baby, and they didn't really tell anybody. It's kind of very personal, and guess what? People that have, like, a conservative with a gun, and he's pro-life. And that's a contradictory in terms, because I pray to God I never have to use my gun. Like, I went to a church, and one of the lead, I think the pastor came up to me and goes, I just got a question. I said, come over here. Okay. You conceal and carry? Yes, sir. I use the open carry, but I normally just conceal it. You know, he goes, okay, I want to thank you a millionfold for having it, but we just want to get your information so that we know who, when they come, usually, not that you do it every time probably, but that most, you know, just so we know, and we're grateful for that. You know, it's sad that we need that, but it's good to know we have that. I said, yep, I know, it's sad. You know, because when I was in school, you had unlocked trucks with shotguns in there. Shotguns weren't touched. Guns weren't touched. Ammo wasn't taken. But why all of a sudden are we having all these shootings? At least 11 shot, 2 stabbed Monday in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. Where's the outrage? 2 stabbed. 2 stabbed. Why aren't they banning guns? That's right, folks. I don't know how you can eat that steak, but we can't have knives or they're banned because people are stabbed. Yeah, where's Lori? I mean, like I said, man, you better get prayed up if you go to Chicago, man, because nope. You know, and someone that wouldn't like, do interviews from a white reporter has a white girlfriend because she's proud out loud. And she's racist. I mean, not many people know, but Lori Lightfoot's racist because she told Clarence Thomas to go F Clarence Thomas. That's what she did, man. F Clarence Thomas. Because I don't... Oh, you know, I guarantee you. So, like, remember when Black Lives Matter had all this, like, oh, we need security, we need protection. Dude, you're out here preaching defund the police, but you want protection. Yeah, I said we take all these people that have been accused of like, abusing, like, the bad cops. Yeah, we're going to send cops your way. They're all the bad ones, though.
What?
Boy, defund the police, but it's like, I remember this one lady's like, defund the police, and chanting all this stuff, and then when she gets shot at, where's the cops? Help! kind of like going to the desert with a sump pump and expecting to get water. It ain't going to happen. But you can't make this stuff up when they sit there and they scream defund the police until they get shot at, and they're like, where's the cops? But we need to ban guns because it'll protect the children if we stop guns. And if we need to ban guns, I'm not going to stop fighting until we get gun legislation that bans guns. Oh, but you ban abortions. Oh, no, you don't ban abortion. You just take the right of the abortion and you put it on the states to decide whether or not they're going to have legalized abortion in each state where it should be, because there's no constitutional protection for it. And, oh, don't worry, if I have to use coat hangers or whatever, I'm going to help and I'm going to assist and I'm going to aid and abet to make sure that anyone that wants to kill a baby should be able to. Well, does that mean I can kill like a 10-year-old and say it's a 200th trimester abortion? Nope. Nope, I just aborted the baby. It was her. So I'm waiting for a mom to kill the kids and say, well, it was my body, my choice. What difference does it make, Your Honor? If the baby was inside of me or outside of me, I'm not dying, the baby is. So, I mean, seriously, I'm waiting for that argument because it's my body, my choice, but the woman's not dying. It's an innocent life inside. It's just sad, but there's so much misinformation. So many people think like, oh, we're going backwards. Women are going to lose all their freedoms. My wife in November won't be able to vote. She won't be able to go to college. I mean, there are people that actually believe that's coming. They're starting with abortion, and then they're going to start to where women can't vote, women can't work, women can't. And they believe this nonsense. Because that's what they're fed. It's nonsense. It's kind of like these states with medical marijuana and legalized marijuana. Yeah, it's illegal. Great. I'm glad it's illegal. But we want to have it legalized in our state and we want to regulate it. The feds and the government need to get out. And they're... And like when Illinois did it, I liked it. So we want to try this. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, no. We want this medical cannabis to be a trial for us. We want to see if it works. And that's all they did was they took the power of, since there's no constitutional right to abortion, they've let it up to each state. That was the whole point of the Civil War. The states didn't want the federal government telling them how to run their state. And if we wanted to do our taxes like this versus like that, they didn't want to have the one government system where, okay, every state, this is how you do taxes. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. They wanted to win the states the way they wanted to. Some wanted slaves like this. Some wanted slaves like that. Some wanted, okay, well, we want to have rights for slaves. We want to have this. And they all wanted to win their states differently. It wasn't just about slavery. It was about freedom of choice with each state. There's things that we want. Well, no. What do you mean? This is how we want to run our state. This is what we want. I respect states that have dry counties. Hello.
Hey, you're talking about abortion, huh? Okay.
Oh, yeah, because I have so many people at work, because I work with a lot of women, and there's a lot of people where I work that act like, because they've banned it, which they actually haven't. They've given the rights to the states to make that decision if they can have it or not. They act like Well, I'm glad I went to college because, like they're going to lose all their freedoms and rights. Because if they take away abortion, what else are they going to take away from a woman? What other rights will she lose?
Yeah, well, people all that way. They always like to go ahead of themselves without any type of real premise. I'm for abortion, but I know that it's homicide. And the reason why I'm for abortion is not because it's my body and my choice, because I can make the same claim about the sperm inside my body and say, well, you know, your fetus is in your body, my sperm is in my body. If you can do whatever you want with your fetus with no repercussions, no matter who gets hurt, then I can say the same thing about my sperm. When it leaves my body, then nobody should say anything about what it does. So I can make that kind of argument. I put a metaphysical twist on it. Let me ask you, Kyle, if you had the choice, some being that you believed in said to you, I'm going to make you immortal. You'll never get old. You'll never get sick. And if you ever get hurt or damaged, you know, like in a car accident, you'll automatically be reassembled. You'll automatically be healthy again. You'll never die. Would you become immortal? Would you take up that offer?
I don't know if I would. I don't know if I'd want to.
Right.
I don't know if I'd trust it.
No, I mean, if you could trust it, if you could become immortal at the age, whatever age you pick, let's say 30, 25, whatever age, you'll never get old. You'll never get sick. Okay? You'll never get bored. Well, I can't say that. You'll never get sick. And you'll never get, you'll never feel pain. And you can trust it. God says to you, this is, I'm going to grant this to you. Would you take him up on it?
I might. As long as I know I'm not going to live forever, because I don't know if I'd want to be around forever.
Well, no, that's part, I just explained. You will live forever. You'll never die.
Well, I wouldn't do that, no.
Okay. Most of the people I talk to say the same thing. Now, if life on this planet was so great, then how come people aren't jumping at that offer?
That's a good question.
So how I relate that to abortion is this. If you took most of the people on this planet, and as a subjective guess, I would say over 90%, if they were given the choice, like, you know, to stay immortal, they don't want to do that. But if they were given the choice to go back in time and relive their life all over again, knowing what's in store for them, the good and the bad, I'll bet you that the 90 to 95% of them would say, uh-uh, no. Either I get chosen for heaven or hell or oblivion. But I'm not going, I don't want reincarnation. Not that. Do you think that would you want reincarnation? Would you want to be reincarnated, let's say,
no,
at the age of 21, and you know what's ahead of you?
Nope.
Okay, so that's why I say I'm for abortion. I am saving the future life of a child that's going to grow up to maybe be 80 years of age on this planet. The way it was, the way it is, the way it's going to be. And I say I'm doing that child a favor by saying to them, you don't have to go from where you are, which is oblivion, okay? You know, you have no senses, you know you're alive, but that's about it, to becoming a conscious, sentient human being growing up on this planet. So that's why I'm for abortion. It's a metaphysical twist. But for the political arguments, I don't care about them.
I'm one of those people that I look at it like the magician, where there's 16 people and the guy goes up to like 5 of them and talks to them. And when he goes back to the first one, I got a question, sir, what time is it? And he finds out that the whole time he was talking to the guy, he took the guy's watch without him knowing it. He goes to the next guy. let me see your ID, and he pulls out and he finds that he didn't have a wallet. The next guy, and I kind of feel like, well, wow, they're trying to get us. Okay, now that the Second Amendment has been confirmed, that we won that case and all these Supreme Court cases recently, I'm looking at, like, what is the government doing? Well, they're trying to get us infighting and fighting amongst each other, pro-life, pro-gun, pro-this, pro-that, anti-this, anti-that, and everyone's fighting and at each other's throats and having all these rallies and all these protests. What's the government doing? Where's their hand? Are they in the cookie jar taking the money out? Are they stealing from us with the right hand while having us argue with the left hand?
Of course. Do you believe in the Illuminati?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so then you believe that there's a cabal, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me. What do you think their major goal is?
I know like George Soros wants to collapse the dollar.
Okay. Now, do you think it's only going to collapse the dollar, or do you think they have more nefarious plans in mind?
I think they want to collapse the dollar, and then they can blame it on the Democratic. They can blame it on capitalism, and they can blame it on the Constitution and everything and all this stuff, and then they can try to bring in communism here and try to get people controlled.
All right, I believe that too. But do you think that it goes beyond that?
I think they're going to try to do something worldwide, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that their major goal in mind is to, like, the Georgia Headstones or whatever the name of it is?
The Georgia Headstones?
Yeah. Do you think they want to exterminate the human race?
I think I've heard from a number of people that have told me that there are people out there, and I believe this, that there are very, very precious resources that they believe are being wasted by too many people, and they want to try to control the population, have it limited substantially, because they feel like, hey, we got all these precious resources that are being wasted. So, yeah, I believe the vaccine is designed, because I've known so many people that have gotten it that are having so many issues.
Well, okay, so do you think that they, according to Georgia Guidestones, do you think they want to depopulate the planet down to about 500 million?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I believe they want to exterminate everybody on the planet. Okay. I believe that the cabal, that's the goal. Okay. Worldwide, here in America. Yeah. Our government's playing three-card Monte with our lives. And they want to put people against each other. They want to destroy everybody and everything. That's what I think the major plans are. So that's why we have all these kind of conflicts. The only thing is that I don't know how to stop it.
Yeah, because I remember, this is many, many years ago, they had an airplane that was in a secure airport, and all these reporters were inside, and they were supposed to have an interview with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and all this stuff, and right before it was supposed to happen, they said, oh, the plans had changed, and they had Alex Jones was at a hotel, and they had George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. He was in the hotel, and like a day and a half before, they set off fire alarms, and they said there was a fire in the building. Everyone has to leave, and they went through that hotel like it was they went through every drawer, everything. They made sure there was no one anywhere in that place. They went through ceiling tiles and stuff, like, and they cleared that place out. And they're sitting there, like they were having a Bilderberg group meeting. And when Hillary Clinton and them were supposed to be at this airport on this plane doing these interviews, you see Alex Jones and his crew and all these people with cameras filming. And then you see Ben Bernanke going down. You see Hillary Clinton going down. Barack, all these world leaders going down to that hotel that they cleared like a day and a half before. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, like...
Right. And as a result of that,
we're stupid?
Well, we're stupid. Yeah, I think American people are stupid.
Yeah, I think that most people, you show them that footage, and, oh, that doesn't mean anything, whatever. I'm like, you need to wake up.
Well, I know, but the thing is that the dumbing down of America has taken place over decades, and it's pretty effective. We're in the Matrix. And, yeah, I think the American people are stupid, especially politically. And that event you're talking about, that was a turning point for Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton back then was the chosen one to become the first female president of the United States. And then after that, the plane came down, or after the meeting, then all of a sudden, Hillary Clinton is all for Obama. She's campaigning for Obama, and Obama should be the next president of the United States. And here she is. She was waiting in the wings. And then Trump comes along and takes her out of the picture.
Yep.
So, yeah. So we have, I believe, the Illuminati run the world. And I believe they want to destroy the planet.
Oh, yeah. And there's so much evidence out there, and people don't see it. Like, are you kidding me? There's, and I don't get it. And but like, so many people in this country, just like when you go back to the abortion, where they think that, like, when I have women that act like, well, I'm glad I went to college because they might take that away from me. They might take away my right to vote and all this stuff, because they're so dumbed down that if CBS says anything and it gets out there, people believe it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I think the American people are stupid. But that's just the way it is. I had a discussion, one of my typical discussions over gun rights, and again, I got the same typical answer. I created a situation in which, okay, I say, look, you're for gun rights, right? I mean, no, you're for gun control. And they say yes. So in other words, you don't want anybody to have guns. That's right. Nobody should have guns. All right. Do you agree that if that happens, that the criminals will still have guns, but the American citizen won't have guns? They say, yeah, I realize that. But if the American citizen doesn't have guns, it cuts down on the accidental shootings, and it cuts down on access to guns, in which arguments become enlarged, and then somebody uses the gun. So in any case, to make a long story short, I say, okay, now look, presume I'm a criminal. Presume I'm either in the mob or I'm part of the Hells Angels. I'm part of the Bloods, the Crips, the Irish mob. It doesn't matter. Now, you don't want anybody to have guns. So you live in a gun-free zone, about 1,000 people. Across the way from you is another community. Everybody's got a gun. Now, I'm a criminal. I've got my gang with me. What community do you think I'm going to go after in order for me to get money? And almost all the time, what do you think they say?
The one where there's a gun-free zone.
No, they say the ones with guns. That's the community I'm going to go after as a criminal.
Wow.
The gun-free zone has no guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were a criminal and you had a gang, who would you go after? The people with no guns or the people with guns?
I'd go with the people with no guns.
Right. But those who are in the argument of, well, we need gun control, they always pick, nah, the criminals are going to go after those who have the guns. I say, you know, you're just too fucking stupid to talk to.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I get into discussions, but I don't get into heated arguments anymore with people. I just say, you know, you're right. You're right. Doesn't matter what it is, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, I present my point of view. I do a logical presentation of it. They don't want to accept it. Hey, you're right. You think that a Martian lives inside your body, you're right. You know, if you think that drinking a malted milk is going to give you raise your IQ by 20 points, you're right. No problem.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, like when I'm around all these people that are, like, massively, like, disinformation, I just, like, I keep my mouth shut because I'm, like, they're never gonna, like, okay, I would rather go to a barbershop that I know that every single person in there is fully armed and trained, and they have a sign on the door that says, warning, everyone here is trained and fully armed and deadly force will be used if you try to rob us. Do not attempt. I'd rather go there than a place where there's, okay, we don't want any, I mean, if I was a robber and I was going to rob a place, I'm going to go to a restaurant or a bar or some place that doesn't want guns at all.
That's right.
Because then I know I've got at least maybe 5 or so minutes to do damage and get what I need and get out before someone with a gun might come in and try to stop it.
Yeah, that's right. But you can't say that to certain people. They're just, you know, those are the people that have, you know, like sixth grade reading comprehension skills, don't know the first thing about algebra. Maybe they graduated high school, you know. But,
yeah.
Okay, you're right.
Then I start, well, what do you think about a flat earth? Because, I mean, it's obvious that the earth is flat, you know.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, and you have people try to prove it, and then they get lost in their own words. And, you know, okay, no problem, you're right.
What you do is you show, one of my friends showed me a picture of a flat earth map where Japan bombed the United States. And it had them going from one side of the world to the other side.
Yeah. And he had a map like that, huh?
Yeah, and it was, I showed this to a guy that was a flat earther. I'm like, well, how do you explain this? Because if Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, which they did, it's fact, they would have had to bomb from one side of the planet to the other.
And what'd they say?
And they're like, they couldn't say anything.
It's amazing, but okay, look, I let people live their own lives, I live mine, and that's all there is to it, you know?
Yeah.
It's, sometimes it's just funny, and other times it's just frustrating, but what the fuck can you do, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, I see so many people that make comments that make no sense. I'm like, I'm not even gonna comment. I'm like, cause it's not worth that. They'll never get it.
That's right. I remember the first time I answered a political forum. I'm a libertarian. So I went, this is about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago or so. So I go inside the forum. It's a libertarian forum. And that's because somebody made an argument which I didn't agree with. I didn't think it was logical. So I said, you know, your argument makes about as much sense as saying that the earth isn't round. So you know what? Somebody else chimed in and says, you know, in actuality, the earth isn't round. It's more elliptical than it is round. And I just go to myself, oh, well, thanks. But that's not relevant to the argument, even though you're right and I would agree with you. But the message is that the other argument was so way off base, you know, it wasn't even worth discussing. But be that as it may, you know, that's just the way it is. So do you go on other shows or do other people show up here and try to have a discussion with you and they're on the other side?
I've had a couple people, like back in the day, I've had some people get on here. I've had hackers before that they just tried. Like I had one guy, I'm like, I was talking about how, like, since this whole nation's going woke, everything's in the toilet. Like NASCAR's going in the toilet. The NFL's ratings are, no one's watching the NFL anymore. You know, basically implying that, like, if you look, the ratings in the NFL are going down. And, you know, people are tired of, they want to get away from life and watch sports. They don't want to sit there and turn on the NFL or the NBA or the MLB or the NHL to get political. They're watching that to get away from it. And, well, actually, you know, and he tried, and I'm like just saying that the ratings are way down. They're plummeting. Well, somebody's watching. You said no one's watching it. I said, well, yeah, it's a metaphor for when you say, like, no one watches this. Yeah, this TV show went off the air because no one watched it because the ratings were in the toilet. Yeah, it had viewers, but, I mean, some people got that CNN Plus, but it was so bad that they lost their butt.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you're trying to talk common sense to someone that doesn't have it.
Yeah, I know. It's just the way it is. But if I had a show, I would be glad to have the mute button. But I'm pretty sure that of all the people that I've talked to on various shows, that if they showed up on my show and if they didn't allow other people to talk, which happens a lot of people like to talk over each other, or if I got into a real discussion with them and then threw them up against the wall and said, look, this is your statement, this is your belief, back it up. And if they try to meander, you know, or try to talk out of it like Fauci does and start doing the tap dance, I have a feeling that after about a few weeks, I wouldn't have anybody showing up on my show because I would have already muted about 90% of the people who showed up on my show.
Yeah.
One time I got into a discussion about 9/11. And I said, I believe that the bombing of the World Trade Center was an inside job. The guy didn't believe it. And I said, well, you know, it's kind of fishy. The Bush family took control of security 2 years prior. It's kind of fishy that at the exact same time that the buildings were run into by the airplane, that there was an exercise going on miles away by NORAD, so NORAD couldn't pick the planes out of the air. It's kind of fishy that the planes, when they did a turn to go around to hit the World Trade Center, they did so in such a way that no human pilot could have piloted that plane. And that was said by pilots, you know, who've been flying airline jets all their lives. And mm-hmm. they said that kind of turn couldn't be done except by robots, stuff like that. And then the coup de grace was, how come of all the debris that fell out of the sky as a result of the planes hitting the towers, that the FBI just happened to come across a passport of one of our so-called hijackers, and the passport, it wasn't singed, it had no dust, it was pristine, clearly showed the name of the so-called hijacker, and then it was discovered later that hijacker wasn't even there. And so the guy that I was having the debate with, he says, well, you know, airplanes are hermetically sealed, and when they crashed into the towers, it's possible that, yeah, even though all the bodies got burned up and the seats got burned up, that this did float down to Earth. And I said, okay, all right, look, you win.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, it's sort of like the Pentagon, where magically, right when the plane hit, the security camera went off. And like I told this one guy, I said, look at that crash. Look at the debris from the Pentagon. There's no way a commercial airliner went in there because it would have done way more damage than that. I'm sorry.
Right. And what did he say?
And he's like, well, no, that was it. Well, I have to trust the people who were there and the government and what they tell me. I'm like, I said, I can show you a video that they've done where they did a three-dimensional skeleton of the plane they claim hit the Pentagon, and it would show you how much more it was like. This guy said it was like a single prop, like a Cessna, just like a single, like a Piper Archer, just a basic commercial mom and pop 2-seater, 4-seater airplane. That's the damage that would have caused at the Pentagon. The damage that you see at the Pentagon would have been way worse if it was a commercial airliner.
Plus, the commercial airliner, for it to have hit the Pentagon, would have had to have cruised at something like, I don't know, 50 feet above the ground for I don't know how long, instead of, going down for a landing. And it would not have been able to have done that because it would have built up air cushions that would have rattled the plane, make it go off course, and other stuff. But the government, whatever the government says, it's the truth. So
yep.
I go, okay.
Yep. And that's how I've always like from day one with 9/11, 2 and 2 didn't equal 4. And I'm like, I've never trusted the official narrative or nothing. I'm like, yeah, I know there was something. Like, when I heard that the Bushes took over security of the towers, like, 2 years prior or something, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, what was it? Oh, yeah, and there were members of the 9/11 Commission which quit. Because they didn't think that the investigation was thorough enough. So, I mean, we have all of these particular elements that we have to take a look at and take into consideration. But, look, people who have confirmation bias have confirmation bias. We're in the matrix, and that's just the way it is.
Yep.
What do you think is in store for the future of America, let's say 2025, 2026? Do you think America will be in collapse, or do you think that America will be out of this turmoil we're in? What's your particular prognostication?
My theory on it is I'm waiting to see what happens in November, because if I expect a red wave in November, and if a bunch of states should go red and a bunch of these things go blue, I'm going to question. And if this election in November is hacked like it was in 2020, I don't see any hope of it changing. I see it getting worse and worse, and by 25, if we get there, I think it will collapse.
Well, you're more optimistic than I am. I think that even if the rhinos get in, like, for example, Trump supporters, I think something like 26 people who ran for office, either as first-time politicians or to be reelected. Out of the 25 that he supported, 24 got either elected or reelected. I believe at a minimum, 12 of those people, minimum, are going to turn out to be rhinos. And I think America is on the verge of collapse. And by 2025, I think it's very possible we could be in a Mad Max situation. All you got to do is have a few false flags, turn off the grid, say, due to an EMP or due to right-wing activists,
mm-hmm.
And that by itself will create the panic in the streets like you would never have seen. There'll be killing, shootings in the street, lootings like you wouldn't believe. Take us off the grid, no electricity. Now, can you imagine America without electricity for a minimum a month? I think a lot of people are going to die.
Yep. Well, I can see it. And the way people are so easily manipulated and believe almost anything now, it wouldn't take much for them. I mean, look at how easily they had people fighting over toilet paper.
Yeah, how about the fact that Black Lives Matter took over, what was it, a six-week or an eight-week block in Portland for what, like a month? They didn't even allow the cops to go in there. If they could do that, then what do you think is going to happen if the if people don't get electricity for even a week?
Yep.
It's extremely easy to bring down America. Extremely easy.
Yep. And that kind of thing, COVID was like a test. Let's just put this pandemic out there and let's just kind of test the waters and let's see how easily we can manipulate and control these people and how we can get people that you need to stay home and wear masks and do what you're told and don't leave your house. And let's see how, and then when they realized how easily manipulated people are.
Oh, yeah. I agree with it. I said at the very beginning, a year and a half ago, I said, this is probably a test, but I also said, if the test doesn't let up, in other words, if the vaccine, you know, I don't think the vaccines have come out yet. If they lift the mask mandates, then it's only a test, and the real thing, the real shocker, will come some years later. Well, I was wrong. They started with the COVID, then they brought in the vaccine, the mandate, the vaccine you had to take, the immunity for big pharma, and 2 years later, look where we are. Right? We're still under the thumb of lockdown. You know that in China, in Shanghai has a population of 26 million people. They locked down that city for 2 weeks, I think, or maybe even a month. I forget. They locked down the complete city of 26 million. You couldn't leave their home.
Yep.
So, this is a test. And I think they're going to introduce us to they say it's monkeypox. I think it's going to be smallpox or Ebola.
Yep, I agree. And then that's what scared me because I'm like all these people with about a minute left or so, but how many people were just easily manipulated and just went along with whatever, like. All those people taking those screenshot selfies with their vaccination cards and all that stuff, like, you look like the Jewish people that were in Nuremberg
right.
and Auschwitz, but instead of the Nazis taking a picture of the number on your forearm, you're doing it willingly.
Yeah. Well, that's what Orwell predicted, either Orwell or Huxley. They said that Big Brother will be watching you, your rights will be taken away, but not only will your rights be taken away, but you'll be campaigning to have your rights taken away, you know?
Yep.
Boy. I'm just glad I'm old enough so that I won't see the next 10 years.
Yeah. What? I'm going to let you go because I'm almost off the air. But thanks for calling in, man.
Sure, no problem. Hey,
take
you
care.
Be safe, all right?
You too, man. Bye-bye. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we wish to pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Wednesday, good night all, and God bless. Be safe. Bye-bye.